Final question. What do you think about nanoparticle, paclitaxel, Abraxane? Is that something you see coming into clinical practice in terms of non-small cell?
The nanoparticle technology is certainly a very interesting concept. And what remains to be seen, of course, is whether it's merely a way of reducing the toxicity associated with the vehicle with the old paclitaxel, or whether it actually does provide better drug delivery to the tumor. There's no doubt that if it does provide better delivery to the tumor, that translates into better efficacy, it clearly will be a major player. It'll be more difficult to get it into play if it is merely just better packaging of the paclitaxel.
I guess in breast cancer, the way it's being utilized is based on the fact that the infusion time is shorter than the other taxanes and you don't need pre-medications and presumably don't see allergic reactions. The lung cancer patients typically are somewhat older and sicker. How do you think those kinds of clinical benefits are going to play out in lung cancer?
Well, I think those types of benefits are legitimate benefits. I personally would prefer to see agents that have increased efficacy. I think improvements in what I would assume would translate into better quality of life for patients are important, but I think both patients and physicians alike would love to see something that advances the field with respect to survival data as well.